Oh, it's a big holiday episode of Podcast Deluxe. Welcome to Podcast Deluxe, your I got it, let's try it, and rate it 1 through 10 or higher of weekly cultural review. I'm John Caramonica, a critic at the New York Times.
I'm Joe Coscarelli. I am a reporter at the New York Times.
And I'm the Kid Mero, Durag Model of the Year from 2005 until.
It's a big year-end episode on Podcast Deluxe. We've been here. First of all, shout out Playboy Claws, also in the building today.
Slap.
We appreciate him joining us. It's been a big and wild year in popular culture. We wanted to have a recap episode, but we didn't want to do anything as straightforward as Songs of the Year, which we did on regular podcast. No shots to regular podcast. We want to do something a little bit looser. We brought Mero in. First of all, if you don't know, I first wrote about Mero in the Times more than 10 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
More than 10 years ago. And if you have been following, you know exactly what's happening. Shows on Vice, Showtime, new show with Carmelo Anthony. We're going to get into that in a minute. But Mero is primarily here today to provide context and commentary on some of the wildest characters of 2023. And when we say character, we mean that loosely. Could be anything. Could be a real person. Could be a fictional person. Could be a politician. But we're going to go in on all of them.
The official sometimes.
Yes, it really did.
Most of the time.
Overlap. Strong overlap. Joe, do we want to run down or we're just going to freestyle it?
Subscribe to the channel?
Please.
Let's run that down.
First of all, youtube.com/podcast. Mm-hmm. Like and subscribe. The other thing we'll say, last week, Big Jelly Roll was in the chair. A heart-rending interview, I would say. Man cried. You got to watch. Look, he cried on camera. So go back and watch that. But youtube.com/podcast. Hit subscribe. We will be here every week. Except maybe next week because it's a holiday.
And maybe the one after that because it's also a holiday.
TBD.
TBD. Come on, man.
We're going to go to be in Jersey.
What do you want for free?
Yeah, exactly. Literally, it's free content.
Come on.
It's free content.
Before we jump into it.
I would love to, yeah.
Mero, catch us up. Like, where you been?
Where you been since 2013?
Yeah.
Since 2013. First of all, can we show? We're going to show the photo and the article that I did in 2013 with Mero in, where was that? Where you have your feet all in the mat, in the pedicure tub?
It was the nail salon on Tremont across from F&B, the bodega that I always used to go get Dutchess from. But they were like, yo, you can't take pictures in here. I don't know what had happened previously that night. They were like, yo, you can't take pictures in here right now. Something's going on. So I ran across the street and I just jumped in the chair. And Shorty was just like, he just be running up and down the Ave all the time. So, doing mischief.
And at that point, Mero was blogging, but still had your day job.
Victory Light.
1.0 blog. We need hoodies as well.
Yeah, gotcha.
Still had your day job.
Yeah.
As an aide in a school.
As an aide in a junior high school. 117, my alma mater. You know what I'm saying? I also attended the school. And, man, that was like boot camp. For like, yo, this is
how
a
old
real
were the kids?
Job. 6th to 8th grade.
Okay.
But keep in mind, this is 176th Street and Jerome Avenue in the Bronx. So basically, it was like they were like 20 years old mentally.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh, God. I was like, no, I got to be the old me.
Right.
Instead of the guy with the Dockers and the Van Heusen wrinkle free shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I got to go get in.
You got to let him know.
I'm saying, yeah.
You got to let him know.
But, you know, that was great. And it was like, I had a great time there because I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying, from the kids. I feel like, yo, talk about full circle moments. Mm-hmm. I'm in Franklin Lakes now. Shout out to me, you know what I'm saying? Did my thing, whatever. And one of my kids was like, yo, your house looks ill. Can I shoot a video there? So shout out to Lord Stunner, you know what I'm saying, my guy.
One of the kids you taught.
Yes. Came back and shot a rap video in front of my friends. Yes.
Is it out?
Yes.
All right, we're gonna play.
You always told me I don't know when I won't make it. But it was always up to me how far I want to take it. You know where I'ma take it. I swear I could have called it. All the work I put in, man, I swear that I was balling. But I'ma get my all in. Think I was going hard before, now I'ma go my hardest. I could pull a U on you, but you know how my heart is. We was in them forums way before we could afford them. I was window shopping all the Jordans up on Fordham.
He has a future.
Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. You know
commenters, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. What I've realized is anybody got a future if, like, you do things the right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you kind of like package them right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not about talent.
Wow. Like, yo.
Damn. 10 years of Hollywood broke you.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hurt. It's like, yo, I'm so shocked, John.
But seriously,
I've seen some things
you made it out of.
But you have. I mean, look, in that time you were blogging on the side. I think that was the first real interview you had done.
Yeah.
And now talk about it. I mean, Big from, Show on Vice with Desus, Big Show on Showtime, now Carmelo Anthony podcast.
Carmelo Anthony podcast, Victory Light popping off. I got like, you know, irons in the fire that were pre-strike that now is picking back up. You know what I'm saying? I got a book I'm writing on fatherhood. You know what I mean? Like
four kids.
Four kids, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Heather.
You know, big shout out to Heather.
How was the strike for you? Were you down,
I was stressed because I was just like, damn, bro, you living off money that's just sitting there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not making money to pay your bills. You're just living off this pile of money that's dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to spend mad time with my kids. You know what I mean? So, like, that was amazing, man. Because, like, when you interviewed me in 2013, like, mm-hmm. I had one one on the way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was dope. I got to coach Pee Wee football. You know what I mean? Like, I was the Coach Prime of Franklin Lakes.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You went, what, like, 1-6?
Yo,
what, actually, you recruiting kids from other towns?
You're like, my O-line sucks.
And my kid's on it. I'm like, get your ass up in the air. The low man wins.
Yeah.
Yo, but football's one of them crazy sports where you could talk crazy to the kids and the parents don't mind.
Right. They're like, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Like, yo, yell at my kid, bro. Yeah. Call him a mother. I'm like, whoa. I was like, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Ms. Grossman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. Ms. Goldberg, I am not going to say that to your child.
Well, let me ask this. Like, given Joe's question about the strike, I wonder, we've talked at times when I think you were still in the learning process of the big picture of what was in front of you. And I wonder when you think now, having had this, you're at a place of relative stability in the entertainment field, but I wonder, what are the things that you think that you were either unaware of or naive about in terms of how this business functioned?
Oh, man. Like, I didn't realize, like, I was approaching everything like it was corporate America.
Mm.
Like, everything is a meritocracy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who you know. It's just, like, about the work you do and being talented. And if you're talented, you're going to succeed. And if you grind, man, get out of here, bro. Like, if you make this shit, bro, you could be the illest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Illest writer, comedian, rapper, singer, whatever, bro.
Sure.
But it's really like, it's a combination of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have talent. You know what I mean? You can't be abjectly talentless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that don't work. You know what I mean? Unless it's like some...
We see some of you putting out records. Just for the record.
My kids is putting them on repeat. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, get that out of here, B. Like, that's not... That's listen to Playboy Cardi. We were like a proper country. Yeah, like a real kid. God damn it. Listen to Kid Leroy harmonize. You know what I'm saying?
All you opium lifestyle kids, we see you.
Like, you know how they say, like, seeing the sausage get made?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, you put that in it?
Mm-hmm.
And like the amount, like when you scale up, right? Because like this is ill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what I was, and that's what I said in the first episode of the Mellow thing. I was like, I'm glad that we're doing this thing like this. And it's just like small. You know what I mean? Because like now with food, if like if you see something that's food, it says small batch, you're like, ooh, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, this is good. Like this is like, you know what I mean? This is made with care.
Yes.
So that's what I realized.
Artisanal.
Like, right.
Artisanal podcast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's the like that's the what you kind of sacrifice when you scale up.
Do you feel like you lost yourself in that for a little bit?
Yeah, man. Cause it's like I thought like this is what I gotta do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was presented to you as like no other option.
Right.
This is the path.
Right.
If you want to grow.
Exactly.
Do you feel on some level having seen that makes you want to return to the artisanal?
Oh, yeah.
Like is that what's informed the choices to kind 100%. Of do what you're doing?
Yeah, like part of going things? Solo was like getting back to roots.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. Like getting back, like having one foot in each, you know what I mean? And being able to move between the two.
A little bit of Hollywood, a little
right.
bit of
DIY. Right. Like, I learned Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like trial by fire. Yo, I know what y'all do. I know the schemes.
Right.
I know the loopholes. You know what I mean? Also, it's like monetary for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, bro, I'm first generation. Be like, you know what I mean? It's just like MOE. You know what I'm saying? Like, and definitely made me want to go back to like the essence of like, yo, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like at a certain point, if you're not like, if you're going in and you're like, damn, bro. Like, you know, I'm taking half a Xanax just to do this show.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like freaking out. Like,
you were at that point?
Like, yo, I don't even know, like, bro, who's showing up to set? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I got to go off the dome. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm going to get it back. You know what I mean? Because that's the key of like duo comedy is like, yes and, right? Like, you never a joke. Because then you're on an island like, yo, damn. Like,
right.
That would have banged if you would have just said.
Picked up off.
Word. Or, And that was like stressful as hell, man. But then
because you guys got to a place where that flow wasn't happening. It wasn't happening.
You know what I mean? And that was like where the whole like running gag, like the Hollywood Jesus running gag.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
And it was like that. And it was just like, for me, it was like, fam, we're not there yet. Like, if this little thing is like a model of like, yo, this is the pinnacle of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, we're right here.
We just got in the door.
Right here.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to be right here. We're here. Mm-hmm. That's like the pinnacle where it's just like, bro, you do two or three bangers and you could just sit back and then just do stuff for fun. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fam, we got to get there.
Right.
When we get there, yo, do whatever the hell you want, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
And I knew that because, you know, seeing all the stuff and like being in the weeds, like looking at like line production stuff and budgets and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Shit, I ain't never do nothing like that before.
Yeah, sure.
Like I was just showing up to Red Bull Studios and chopping it up. Just talking. Mm-hmm. So that part of it made it be like, I feel like I'm doing real work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, ugh.
Sure.
Like, my parents didn't come in for me to work.
I didn't come to work to work.
What? Y'all are wilding. Like, let's go. My parents would have me in. If I was supposed to be working, I was supposed to be working on the farm right now in Valverde Mao. You know what I'm saying? Like,
beautiful land, I'm sure.
Beautiful.
Beautiful land.
Oh, man, amazing. I love it. Like, the avocados are this big, bro, which is a wild thing. This is a wild tangent. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so crazy to me to see avocados treated like they're treated here in America. Because in DR, they literally are growing on trees in the street. And if you're eating avocados...
You're just running over avocados.
Yeah. Like, if you're eating avocados, it's like, oh, you broke. Like, oh, you can't afford chicken or beef? Oh, you're eating avocados. Yeah. Okay, it's the opposite. I'm like, bro, you eat chicken? You don't got multigrain toast with avocado on it for breakfast? Oh, you broke bum?
Real arbitrage opportunity for an entrepreneur wants to sort of take advantage of
that. That's why I bring suitcases full of avocados back every single time.
And customs, you're like, nope.
Yeah, no. I just got a BBL, bro. That's all it is. All right? Respect me.
Okay, so you're back, Victory Light, the Mellow thing, smaller scale, more intimate.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty big year for independent media creators, generally speaking, including the first subject on our list of characters.
Really good.
You like that transition?
Yeah, yeah.
Are
you on Cameo?
Oh, man. Yo, the funny thing about Cameo is like, shout out to my agent, Ryan. He was like, yo, he's like, nah, dude. He's like, you're not there yet, man.
What? Oh,
he's not big enough.
No, not that. He's not low enough. You're not, yeah. He's like, you're not down bad.
Oh.
He's like, you got a lot of offers. Okay. You know what I mean? He's like, don't do that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, maybe in like 30 years or something.
Yeah.
George Santos.
Out here.
Hey, Heath. George Santos here. I'm so proud of you for coming out as a furry. And I just wanted to tell you that your friends and family all accept you. And they're all excited about your fursona, which is awesome to be a beavapus, a beaver and a platypus.
I think he said he's making $80,000.
He's the bad baby of Cameo.
What?
He said $80,000 a day.
Nah.
On Cameo.
That's like OnlyFans numbers.
To start.
But he said he's charging $500, so that's 160 videos a day.
Oh, mathlete. Sorry, John's a mathlete.
160, is that correct?
I probably know, yeah.
But it's George Santos, so he's probably lying.
Yeah. It's 8,000.
George Santos has been elected to Congress, kicked out of Congress, and now has arrived in what I think is his final form, which is essentially a reality television character IRL. And we were talking a tiny bit about this before you showed up, which is like, is this bad or good? And I think like George Santos is a guy, he just needed an opportunity to be this person in public. This is what it took to arrive at that.
Speaking of not wanting to work at work, like I feel like George Santos is the guy, you know, he was taking calls for like Dish Network or something at some point. And then snap your fingers and he's in Congress. And then he's out of Congress making cameos, whatever. But I'm saying, like, I do feel like he's a defining character of 2023.
Yeah.
But I feel like I mean that in a bad way.
Yes.
In that, like, even on the, like, leave aside his politics or whether he's evil or a fraud or not. He's, you know, under indictment, pleading not guilty, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, he's not even as funny as he should be. Like, I feel like we're grasping for a character so badly that I find George Santos to be a little bit of a fraud, even as a fraud.
It's okay. Like, bruh, like, I feel like people wanted him to be like more like queen out more and be more like, You know what I mean? Like, when they ask him questions, be like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Bro, he's not a cartoon character, but at the same time,
he's leaning into it now.
He's leaning into it crazy. And I feel like, bruh, I don't think he ever ran for Congress on some, like, I want to be in politics.
No.
I think he ran, like, yo, I want to be known.
Yes. I want to be on camera.
So, yeah. I want to be so I can flip this into some money. You know what I mean? Because I'm a scammer. He's like Joanne the scammer. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Come to life.
What's the move? I mean, like, do you think cameos turn into reality TV or cameo the end game? Like, you're saying, like, with the levels of Hollywood, like, does he have a next move? Because I don't think he does.
I guess my feeling with George Santos is this is a person who was waiting for the oxygen to become the character that he wanted to be in real life. And obviously, when you're taking calls for Dish Network and like doing tiny scams and whatever, writing bad checks in Brazil or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know,
dressing up a little bit.
Respectfully, a boy with a dream of being like a high profile celebrity of some kind. Now this has been handed to him. And I think on some level, look, we were talking about there's some combination of talent, but also connections and also luck. He skipped the line.
Yep.
And now the amount of attention, I think his pachinko board looks a lot better now than it did 6 to 12 months ago. I think that whether it's I'm sure Andy Cohen.
Andy, pick up the phone. I'll call you right now if you want to set it up. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely. Like, I'm sure on some level, there are people who are in that business.
Oh.
You know, you're Sally.
I mean, he got the Z-Way call, but it's like, do we really, like, does anyone want that? Does anyone want that?
Booking that show got to be hard as hell, man. Or previously, booking the show had got to be hard as hell. Because I'm like, bro, like, you see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you coming up here to get fried.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
but not for him. Getting fried is a win.
But he's so desperate. Right. He's so desperate to get fried that I'm like, it's not even fun to fry you.
Right. Would you have had him on a show if you were still booking guests in that way?
I would have.
Or would you have him on Victory Light?
I would have him on. Yeah, I would have. Yo, George. Yo, come through, baby. Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? Very intimate, you know what I'm saying, situation. You could do cameos after. You know what I'm saying? Like, before and after. Be like a break.
Or during.
Yo. Cover the mic, do the cameo, be like, yo, I'm here, Victory Light. But yeah, nah, bro, he's like, he's like the super duper, like, fake it till you make it guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he just had a goal in mind, and that goal was like, yo, get my name out there, get known.
He's like, this Nassau County seat seems winnable.
Yeah, literally. That part. So then, like, yo, so then, but then this is the thing. I think... I don't want to see, like, yo, this is going to sound crazy. I don't, like, I feel like AOC started that wave of, like,
I could do it.
I think that's absolutely correct. And I think the thing that, not to demystify the political process here, but I think a lot of local elections are decided by not that many votes.
Super winnable,
and it just takes someone with a little bit of gumption. Yeah, sorry, but, like, Nate Cohn here. Yeah. But, like, you know, elections are winnable.
Local elections are winnable, man.
Respectfully.
You running?
No.
So, you running? So I listen to this.
City council.
So, how about this?
What's your county?
So I don't even know, but I know that, like, people know me, and, like, I said this joking around on Twitter, bro, and immediately people, like, 20 people jumped in my DMs. Yo, I'm a political strategist. Like, yo, are you serious? Yo, Josh Gottheimer's seat is like, super winnable. Like, he's very centrist. Like, you know, the youth doesn't really bang with him like that. Da 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 da. You're a man of color. You're a family man. Da 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 da. You got it out the mud. This, that. Your story's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, gassing me up. And I'm just like, right, I'm on my Twitch stream on Mondays. Yo, Merrill Mondays, you know what I'm saying? I tune in at 9 p.m. on Twitch. And I'm just like, I'm talking about this, and people are in the chat gassing it. T-Pain is in the chat, like, gassing it, like, yo, like, do it. Do it. I just hear it in the T-Pain voice, like, brother Congress. I'm just like, yo. But yes, man, like, AOC made it feel like it was doable.
Right.
And Jamal Bowman comes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the former educator. Yep. And it's like, you don't see people pivot from that type of stuff.
Right.
It's like, yo, my dad was a senator, so I started doing, I was a city council, and then I worked my way up and blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, like the Cuomos and
the Nepo kid politicians.
Right,
basically,
you know what I mean? It's like monarchy.
You mentioned Twitch.
Yeah.
First of all, Twitch, do you find it emotionally depleting to be on Twitch?
I feel like it can be if you're one of those guys that, like, has a massive following or like you're just an e-girl in a hot tub and it's just like random emojis and like, you're just like money, money, money. Like the, like the Pinky Dolls.
Pinky Dolls.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it's just like
another forgotten.
Remember Pinky
character in 2023.
Gang, gang. Gang gang. Ice cream so good. Fire, fire, fire.
That was eons ago.
Ice cream so good.
But like mine are like smaller. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I'm not, you know. Like,
and it's people who actually want to have exchanges with you. Right. And like, so I'm they like know talking, what you're talking about. Exactly. You know what they're talking about.
So like I don't get up there and just like play video games. You know what I'm saying? Like we're like watching YouTube stuff. Like, yo, what do y'all want to watch? Mm-hmm. And it's like reacting to stuff, talking about stuff. Yo, this just happened. Bro, I'm violating TOS all day. Like I'm going on like, yo, what's the score of Monday Night Football? Yo, let's watch it right now. Put it on. Damn, Josh Allen is balling out. But you know what I mean? Like, so it's more.
John, you know who Josh Allen is?
No.
We play this game a lot.
Yeah. You
know, but
my sports references are literally if it happened after Daryl Strawberry,
you're good. I got nothing. But yeah, nah, like it's more if it feels like that like return to like intimacy, like yo, we're having a kind of, I'm like it's a small room, kinda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's 130, 150, 200 people in here
right.
and me, and we're just all like chopping it up.
Right.
So
unlike so the biggest Kaisenat stream.
That's insane.
Was Nikki was just on. I think he had 350,000 concurrent viewers.
Barbs.
Right. Mostly Barbs, I would assume so. But then you saw the thing that happened on Twitter where like Elliot, shout out Elliot, one of my OGs, Elliot Wilson posted a screen grab of Nikki in a compromising pose and Kaisenat going like, ah, and then he just captioned it hip hop journalism.
And Nikki got upset.
And Nikki got upset and went back, clap back at Elliot. It was like a whole thing. But it is interesting how this entire new category has opened up for younger artists, young rappers to have access to media and exposure outside of traditional circles.
And you feel like Kaisenat is like the defining person in this moment like, of that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that to me, there's a 1.0 level thing that younger artists have to do to get comfortable with like the idea of being on media. And I think for a long time, maybe it was a small magazine or maybe it was a website or
it was a fader.
It was, yeah.
And now it's Kaisenat.
Now it's Kaisenat. Now it's like everybody wants to be on. People used to want the fader cover. Now they want to be on the Kaisenat stream. And even older artists, Offset, Nikki, et cetera, are understanding the value of doing that. Do you like look at that and think, does that feel like journalism to you? Does that feel like it's a hangout? How do you view the success of someone like that?
It depends too, because like, listen, man, I'm 40 now. You know what I mean? Like I'm not the vibrant young. You know what I'm saying?
Look, as a 27-year-old, I find it hard to relate. I find it hard to relate, frankly. But that's okay. I'm love to hear about it.
You know, but like some of that stuff I watch, and I'm like I'm just kind of like confused. Like, what are y'all doing?
Right.
Are your kids into Twitch streamers?
They're into Twitch streamers.
Video game stuff.
Video game stuff. And like they always talk about. They talk about these guys. It's wild like to me because like they talk about them like how we used to talk about like, you know, like Michael Jordan like or like Matthews. Michael Jackson or like, you know what I mean? Like, this mythical figure, bro. Mr. Beast is basically like God to these dudes.
Yeah.
So like I when I met him.
You met Mr. Beast?
Yeah. So like, but just like.
Oh, I think you met Kaisenat.
No. Like in passing, like not even on some like, yo, let's hang out. Let's exchange information. Just like, oh, hey, what's up? Yo. And I told that to my kids and they were bugging out.
Like more than any other famous person you've ever met.
Anybody, bro. And my 10-year-old is like a super, Carmelo Anthony is his favorite basketball player.
Right.
Of all time. Because that's like, he came up in that like the mellow era of the Knicks. And he was just like, yo, Mr. Like, I'm like, yo, I got you this autograph, Carmelo. He's like, yo, you met Mr. B. Who are these people, bro? Like, and I'm just like, they put stuff out so much. It's like you get fatigued, bro, because there's so much stuff, man. Like, you were saying, like, yo, I forgot which one y'all said it, but I'm like, John got up and walked out. I think, you said it. You're like, yo, music is for the youth or something like that.
Like, Twitch streamers are for the kids. But you're talking about the amount of content they're putting out. It's like your kids have probably spent more time with Twitch streamers than they have with their grandparents.
Yo, yeah. You know what I mean? 100%. Like, and my dad will call me and be like, that's true.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. What Joe's saying, the Pope Pacas. Es verdad. You got to bring him here by the patio, Dominican Republic, so they know.
So what you're saying is that your dad has got to get on Twitch. He's going to be a Twitch streamer.
Oh, I can't wait to hang out with
biggest DR Twitch streamer.
My dream, shout out to Santiago Matías Lofoque in DR. He's like the Howard Stern of like DR.
Estamos en el peor momento de la creatividad, señores. Aunque estén pegados los temas.
Love him. He's my guy. I told him, I was like, yo, my dream is just to give my dad one of those like old man Dominican political shows where they just sit there and they're like... Bueno, no, no. El presidente. No. No sirve ni para nada. And then they just start cursing in Spanish and being like, droga, droga. Like, just like, drugs in this country is ruining this country. Like, we got to get back to, like, you know, the family structure and all this crazy stuff.
The church and the family.
Yeah,
and the
yeah, all that crazy stuff.
He's going to mess around and get elected.
Yeah. You feel me? And then I'll be like, yo, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You've been asking me for a Toyota Tacoma for 5 years. How about the presidency instead? Would you rather have that, Pop? You know what I'm saying? I love you. Stuff comes out very fast, bro. And it's like, yo, back in the day, it was like, I remember going to get Big L's posthumous album and CNN The Reunion at The Wiz on Fordham the same day and being mad hype, taking it home, opening it up, looking at the cover art, just like digesting.
This booklet, yeah. Spending time with it,
just savoring it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, I don't know when this, I know another Big L album ain't coming out.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know when another CNN album is coming out, so I'm just going to enjoy the hell out of this while I can. And I feel like now it's just like, yo, here's a song. Here's another song. Yeah. Here's another song. Here's another song. I'm just like, even with Bad Bunny, bro. When Bad Bunny came out, he had me, bro. Mm-hmm. He had me in a full, like the Freaky Zeke. I put him in a full Nelson, you know what I'm saying? And the mother swung his legs like this. Mm-hmm. Like, he had me like that. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. I'm just like singing along to everything. Bro, I got video of my son. Shout out to Stavros for getting us the box. He's like, yo, it's Prudential Center, right?
Yeah,
so like, he's like, he got the suite. And he's just like, yo, do you know who this guy is? And I'm just like, yo. Just call him a King of Pop. Like, yo, what? He's like, yeah, go ahead. Like, so I go and I take my son who's like,
wow.
Who knows, like, yo, and this is like the shame of like every Dominican parent if your kid doesn't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. But like,
that's,
I said,
that's me. You know, that's me.
It's Joe.
My mother is Dominican.
And you know, yeah, and she's like, Joe, pero Joselito, ni un ching, papi.
Here's the actual bad part. My mom was my Spanish teacher in elementary school.
Oh, wow. But she had to teach you elementary school Spanish, not Dominican Spanish.
Yeah, that's exactly.
She was totally like, vosotros. Yeah. We don't say that. She's like, que vosotros ni vosotros, coño.
Yeah.
Not mind that gay.
Yeah.
But yo, so I'm singing, like I got video, I'm like, he's singing along, bro. He doesn't even know what, like, exactly what he's saying, but he's just like,
right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, your son, the most Spanish he knows is from Bad Bunny.
From Bad Bunny, bro. Like, he sings them word for word. He was over there singing Bad Bunny, but now I'm like, the new joint, I like it.
It's too many songs.
But it don't got me. Like, it got like all the other ones. Yeah. Literally every other album before this one. I didn't skip a single joint.
This is a good example of an artist who could take a year or two off.
Please.
Like, just go.
Which he was supposed to. As we
travel with
about.
Kendall.
Yeah.
To have a nice.
See the world.
Yeah, see the world.
Without making a music video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Totally fine. Speaking of people who might need to take a year off.
Wow.
Another big character of 2023.
Oh my gosh, I know where we're going.
From the twisted mind of Abel Tesfaye.
You mean, first of all, you mean the creator of the show that spawned the number two best song of 2023?
It's true. Is that the weekend? The Idol happened this year.
Let me catch you looking at her again.
I'm not.
Let me catch you looking at her again.
Did you finish The Idol? Did you ever go back and watch the Idol finale?
I forgot to watch it. I forgot to watch the finale.
Did you finish the Idol?
I'm sorry. The app is like, yo, you want to finish this? Yo.
It's like sending alerts.
Yeah,
it's
like, yo,
you forgot about us?
You sure?
You're halfway through.
We're right here.
It's max.com, so it might not be there forever. At a certain point, they're going to be like, never mind.
Yeah, let's get this. Put back How to Make It in America. Yeah, bring that back. Put that back.
Seriously. Yo, put on your crisp denim and come back.
Shout to Domingo.
Yes. Yes. What does The Weeknd do from here? Can he come back from this? I feel like he was the butt of so many jokes this year.
But it's TV, though. All he has to do is drop an album with like three bangers.
You think a banger makes it go away?
Yeah.
Automatically.
Immediately.
One more Blinding Lights and like
100%.
It's over. Yeah.
Because, yo, we all know, like, fam, if you follow The Weeknd's career, we know he's a scumbag.
You're right.
Like, have y'all heard House of Balloons? Like, fam, I will play that and invite girls over and like devil horns will come out of my head. Like, like, yo, we're going to do mad drugs tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, bro, like, all he has to do is, that's the beauty of being like, such a highly like loved pop star is that, yo, you could drop a dud, bro, and you could just spin right at that joint. Like, if I drop a dud, it's
It's quiet. Like, I'm doing Tubi movies.
Leaving Franklin Lakes.
Oh, Franklin Lakes stuff. They're like, yo, the police are going to come. Yeah, let's take them back to the, forget Patterson. Let's take them all the way back to the Bronx. East Tremont Avenue. Here we come. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, bro. But
my thing with him is like, the worry for me is that he was able to keep up the mystique of a even as he became a pop star, which was always his thing, right? You didn't really know what he looked like at first. He's in the shadows. Mm-hmm. He's this bad boy character on the mixtapes. And even when he became the biggest star in the world playing the Super Bowl, he still had that mystique.
Scumbag energy.
But then he was so willing to try to make fun of himself in this show, but it just led to people making fun of him trying to make fun of himself. Then I'm like, I don't know if you can get that mystique back.
Fam.
So you're like, saying that George Santos and The Weeknd are at a similar crossroads.
Except that one played the Super Bowl and one is on Cameo.
Success is relative. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's tough. Like, I don't know where it goes from here. But I think you're right that, like, a smash, because the people who care about the Weeknd pop smashes don't care about the persona.
Or they maybe didn't even watch The Idol.
That's true. A lot of people did not watch The Idol. Maybe the ratings were actually a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Low key.
Do you feel like the outfits that Tedros was wearing? Like, talk to me about the outfits and, like, are you a Velour fan? Like,
I was a Velour fan back in the Aniche days.
Yes. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Back when
where were you in 2000?
You know what I mean?
Or what?
If your sweatpants didn't have the little cuffs on the bottom and they were very big and they just laid over your entire shoe, you wasn't there. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, that was my Velour era. Sure. I put the Velour down after that. You know what I mean? I got, like, two Sergio Tacchinis in the closet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That are Velour. I don't know. They might be fake because I don't even know if they make them in Velour.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be
someone in Italy is like, we didn't make this.
What are you talking about? No, not good. So I'm just like, you know, Velour is, I'm done with Velour. I'm done with Velour. I'm just
one
of
my,
I'm a grown man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my dad's floor.
You don't wear jerseys. You're 40
I'm 30 plus. I'm like 40 plus. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for putting me on blast, Joe.
Mitchell and Ness quiet. Mitchell and Ness.
But it's wild because I still do wear jerseys. Actually, when I went to that first Devils game.
Did you get your Tommy DeVito jersey yet, though?
I have to. They're probably on back order. You probably got to make them. They're not even in the store. You got to go and personalize.
Wait, you probably know this. Sorry, I'm taking us on this tangent. Kids' jerseys, really cheap, but only for disgraced or bust players.
Yep.
I have a good friend with a 2-year-old,
yep,
and he's constantly wearing a Johnny Manziel jersey.
I literally my first hockey game ever.
Oh, it's fun, right?
Amazing. Now I'm a hockey guy because
it's the biggest gap between TV and live.
Oh my God. I'm like, this is different. This is a different game.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it and PK Subban is on the team. And I'm like,
I don't know hockey players.
Okay. Right. Well, he's black. So I was like, yo, that guy's black. And he was like, yeah, that's PK, man. We love him, man. He's great. I was like, yo, get me his, where's the shop? I need that jersey right now. Because I always liked the Devil's jersey. Because remember, hockey jerseys were absolutely. Like, I remember the Gin and Juice video Snoop with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I was like, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got the PK jersey because I always love the Devils like logo.
Uh-huh. Great.
It's hard. One of the hardest jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, there was a guy on there called Gomez. And I was like, oh, yo, like you, like, yo, that's me. Like, yeah. I don't even know if
while we're doing,
was
while we're doing sports. Oh my while gosh. We're doing sports talk.
I should leave.
Yeah.
I feel like a bathroom break during
sports
this part
for
of
you.
Literally.
All right.
Go ahead.
Late breaking contender.
Yes.
For one of the characters of
even
2023.
I know what this is.
Draymond Green.
Oh man.
Well, that's going to be a flagrant. Yep.
Oh man. Yo, Draymond Green, I love Draymond Green. Then we need more Draymond Green in the NBA. Not less Draymond Green.
You think they're making a mistake?
Yes, you're making a huge mistake. We need more guys. It makes it fun, bruh.
Indefinitely
do you think he knew
suspended.
What he was doing?
So
do
he's indefinitely suspended.
No, I know, but do you think he
punch?
Knew?
Oh,
like, I watched the video a bunch of times.
He knew.
I mean, given the track record, it's like court. Like, in court, you can't really bring in all the character evidence.
Right.
You know?
Evidence of prior.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Of, but Adam Silver's like, yo, give me all that.
Yeah.
Yo,
but like, yeah. There's already the supercuts of all the dirty Draymond plays from over the years.
I'm watching a boomerang of him kicking Steven Adams in the nuts, like in the Western Conference Finals, bro. Like, full on, like,
Yeah.
I mean, like crane kick, the, wow, like straight
the,
to the nuts,
the chest stomp, the whatever. I'm like, this is just Draymond Green.
As a person who has employed a publicist, stuff happens and you can't just be like, yeah, bro, I grew up watching Rasheed Wallace. I grew up watching Zach Randolph. I grew up watching Charles Oakley.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. That's how I play. Yeah. Right. Those are my guys.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to get out here and be physical, bro. Like, I watched Bill Laimbeer slam Michael Jordan on his head. You know what I'm saying? Like, for 10 years straight.
But there is the mortality side of it. That's like a little bit depressing. Like, as somebody, you know, we're like, we're not as young as we used to be. Like, Draymond, like,
for yourself.
You see his frustration. You know what I mean? That he's like, he's not, he can't play like he used to. So the math is out of whack now. You know what I mean? And now it's all antics.
Yeah.
And less skill. And I'm like, I can, like, we can all relate to that, right? Like, if we want to find some empathy in our heart for Draymond.
He's just acting out. He's just acting out because he's like, he just needs attention.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you had kids like that at your school when you were a teacher's age.
Fam, I don't, like you said, we got to keep it clean. It's PG-13, so I'm not going to tell you some of the greatest hits. But, boy, I had to send a couple kids down to the library and be like, yo, get the 1997 yearbook and bring it up here. Open up to class 8221. That's me.
I feel like we're in the aging gracefully part of the conversation.
Absolutely. Okay.
And I feel like there was some graceful aging that happened this year.
Oh.
Talking about our guy Gary.
I thought
Gary.
You were out on Gary.
I the am. Golden Bachelor. He's our guy spiritually.
Yeah.
So obviously the Golden Bachelor, we've talked about the Golden Bachelor a couple times on the show already. But also we never talked, this happened maybe before we were really recording heavily, but MILF Manor.
It's been
an interesting year in the depiction of the sexual awakening of people who are 55 and over.
I'm ready to connect with somebody who doesn't really care how old I am. I will take over the city. I'm just looking to have fun. My girls are with me tonight. Here we go. What the hell?
Reawakening.
Allegedly. I can only speculate what's happening on these shows.
They smashing, John.
Oh, fine.
Come on, man. They smashing.
Look, Gary himself did allude to boot knocking. No, he alluded to boot knocking. I didn't know he was an H-Town fan. So can we talk a little bit about that era, this era of television? Like, one of the things that you said earlier in the season, which I really liked, is that it kind of reinvigorated, like, the ethical purpose of reality television. It let people know that, like, here's a population that's underserved,
that was
humanity, and so on and so
forth. Yeah, like, I don't think Gary and those women were there primarily to get famous, which is how you feel about most reality TV at this point in the arc of reality television. Like, I felt like they were there mostly to try to find a partner, which is like, because like,
they're there for the right reasons.
Right. As they say, they're for the right reasons. MILF Manor, I can't speak to.
They were there for their right reasons. Whatever, not mine. They were there for their right reasons. Look, people need to be allowed to pursue their truth, George Santos. People need to be allowed to pursue their truth. And I think the people who showed up on MILF Manor pursued their truth.
Hey, listen, bro.
Watched some of this. Both of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
But my thing with Golden Bachelor in particular was like, true, it's an underserved community, but also it's like, bruh, like, anybody who has, like, a nana, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Or, like, a somebody in, like, a retirement community.
Yeah.
Bruh.
It's true. You always
know
what
time it is.
You always see the story.
You know what time it is, bro.
That there's always some funny business going on.
Funny business, bro.
First of all, Gary on The Golden Bachelor, I've never seen that much making out since the Romeo Santos concert.
Yo!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
After that callback. Yo, listen. John is on my Mount Rushmore of guys I love forever because as a broke Dominican from the Bronx with a lowly blog, he took me to see Romeo Santos at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
Because he was just like, bro, I don't know who else is going to appreciate this like you. And I was like, bro, thank you so much.
The girls as John was dating did not want to go see
Romeo Santos. Right, like, I'm good. Like, I just want to get pulled up on stage and go jump in the Shaq crib bed. Like, so here's me.
Just two guys seeing Romeo Santos.
Yeah, like an Ashley front, Black t-shirt.
In the front row. We literally gave us front row seats.
Front row, bro.
Like, not row five. Like,
so imagine this. Yankee Stadium, Romeo Santos, John Caramonica, the Kid Merrill, walking down past all these dope boys with like all their BBL shorties, like, and they're just looking at us like, Oh, that's it. That gotta be his lawyer. That's the lawyer right there. That's the lawyer. And then the lawyer is with his assistant. That's the guy. The guy with the hat. That's the one that bringing him the condom. And I'm just like, bro, what the? But yo, we were so close that the pyro was making my face hot.
Yeah.
And like, yo, if you've been to a Romeo show, that guy uses more pyrotechnics than like Nick Cannon on Wild 'N Out. Like, it is nuts, bro. It's like WWE status.
Ice Spice.
Speaking of LeBron.
Yes.
Wow, good transition. Speaking of LeBron.
Yes.
How proud are you of Ice Spice?
I'm extremely proud of Ice Spice because everybody, when she came out, was like, yo, y'all are just listening to anything. And then watching like the progression, you know what I mean, is fire. Because like, all right, yo, she's doing drill and da-da-da-da. But then, like, you know, the remix with Pink Panthers.
So I tell him it's one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like, that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he blowing her back. Think about me, because he know that it's fat.
Damn.
And it been what it been. Calling his phone like, yo, send me a pen.
Sexy drill. She's doing, right, yeah. So it's like, yo, you're doing different. It's different. It's not just, grah, grah. Word of my dad, I'm going to kill him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. Like, listen.
She's probably going to be in Franklin Lakes soon. She's probably going to be in Franklin Lakes.
Hey, look.
I interviewed her, she had just moved to New Jersey. And this was in January.
You trying to blow? You trying to dox Ice Spice?
No, she's not there. She just moved to New Jersey. Like, you know,
as you do when you sign a deal.
Listen, yeah, yeah. Fat Joe told me in the Viceland era, he was like, yo, he was like, if you're from the Bronx, you move to Jersey.
Yeah.
If you're from Queens, you move to Long Island. Like, those are the rules.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, that's it, bro. Those are the rules.
You said in one of the interviews, I can't remember, but you were like, as long as I can be on, was it Grand Concourse?
Or Dykeman, Broadway.
As long as I can be on Dykeman in 20 minutes, I'm good.
I'm good, bro. And I can see, and to quote Styles P, I can see Diaz on my property. Like, here's my philosophy. I ain't cool until I can see Dia on the property. Mm-hmm. And I look out the window and I'm like, oh, damn, they're mating. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Yo, kids, come watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, shut up. We're on Call of Duty, yo.
All right, you got six people in your household.
Yes.
Some are children, but Renaissance tour or Eras tour?
We are a Beyonce household.
Okay. You guys didn't see the Taylor tour in person or in the movie theater?
No.
Not in the film.
Okay, no Taylor Swift fans in the house.
None.
Did you go?
Even my daughter is like, nah. She's like, nah.
How old is she?
Ice Spice, six.
Six.
Ice Spice.
She's like, Deli.
Damn bitches to the back. Too much to lose, so I cannot react. Damn bitches be going outside. She a baddie, she showing her panty. She shaking like jelly. Damn. 100 bands of Chanel. But I'm still shaking ass in a deli. With my bitch getting dirty. He like him already. He want the WAP, but I just want the Fetty. And I'm back in his partner.
It's Deli.
Deli's my joint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put that on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD.
Oddly.
Well, the kids love Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Wow.
RP Juice WRLD. My 10-year-old is like emo. So like all the Bad Bunny emo songs.
Yeah.
Like Juice WRLD.
Like punk stuff. Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Loves it. You know what I'm saying? Then the football player is the Kid Leroy guy. Like the melodies, like Bieber.
A sensitive
I'm
job.
So lonely. Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're a defensive tackle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Wow,
like, he's like taking people's necks off, and then he's just doing this. Like, he's doing the sexy dexy like celebration after, but then he's getting in the car like, yo, put on Stay Again.
Thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't. Find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay.
I'm like, all right. This is a bop.
Did you guys have a locker room song?
Duke Deuce.
Oh, wow. Crunk Ain't Dead.
No, not Crunk Ain't Dead. It's like a, is it BHZ?
Okay, sure.
It's like BHZ.
Duke Deuce, BHZ.
Yeah.
Boy, Black Haven made me great. Boy, Black Haven made me great. Ain't no saving in the haven. Ain't no saving today. Ain't no saving in the haven. Ain't no saving today. Ain't no saving in the haven. Ain't no saving today. Ain't no saving today.
That's the one.
That's
the kids going.
That, bruh. That and Stick off the Dreamville DJ Drama.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Whoo! Shout out to Shaq West, who, by the way, I was like, yo, because he's like, yo, I love this song. Like, this gets me hype on game day. Because it's like, you know, this DJ Drama coming in like,
sure.
DJ Drama. Oh, y'all thought, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is an invasion. Like, and then, boom, like, here comes Jid. here comes Shaq West on the hook with the Shaq West, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so my son's listening to it and he loves Shaq's verse. So I'm like, yo, he's like, yo, duh. Because for some reason this kid has a baritone. He's like, duh, do you know J. Cole? And I'm like, I mean, I met him. I was like, back in the day, like with Wale and stuff. And he asked me if I was a blogger or a writer.
Wow.
I was just like, whoa.
The most J. Cole question I've ever
heard. Right, right, right. I was just like, I'm a writer. It's like, I'm Steinbeck. I'm a Nepo baby. And then he was just like, who's this? At Shaq West's verse. I was like, that's Shaq West. He's like, do you know Shaq West? I was like, do I know Shaq West? I was like, FaceTime. Now Shaq West is on the car on FaceTime. He's like, yo, what's up? Like, with no shirt on, like, just in the crib. Like, just hanging out. Literally,
I have also FaceTimed with Shaq West. For work.
What's good, bro? Hold on real quick, bro.
Hey, you good?
Yeah. Right. So he's just like, yo, what's up, man? What's good, baby? Like, I ain't seen you in a minute. I was like, yo, I just had to put you on because my son is here. And like, yo, he gets turned up to your music. Because like after that, it was like he went back and
Mo Bamba,
Mud Boy, the whole Mud Boy joint. So he's just like, yo. So then he's like stuck on stupid. Like, he's just like, he's like, what's up, little homie? He's like, yo. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, what song gets you the most hype? He's like, your songs.
Yeah.
They get your songs, like, you're hype. I was like, and then I'm like, yo, peace, bro. All right, good looking. Yo, little man, have a great season. We'll hang up. He's just like,
yeah.
That was the Shaq West. I was like, yes, it is, bro. He's like, bro, look.
Save
the
my phone.
Look. I'm like, Google image. Look.
You're like, this isn't Santa. Like, this is real. This is
really Shaq West. I'm like, damn, dog. But yeah, nah, that's and that gets me hype, by the way. Like, Duke Deuce, Gunna. I've been listening to a lot of Gunna, man. Like, snitch allegations aside.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yep.
Like we were saying with The Weeknd, a hit makes everything go away.
Everything.
Really?
Like, he dropped, you mean, and it was just like, oh, Rico. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he never, but he's just a guy.
Yeah.
It's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Big year for Gunna. Skinny as hell.
Manjaro.
Wow. Hey.
The Manjaro, baby. Yeah, I see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, listen, I'm on it too.
You look good. You and Gunna. Same workout plan.
Yeah, I get sexy.
Same workout plan.
And Oprah.
And Oprah.
You know what I mean? Oprah. Little lean, a little Manjaro.
We mixed the lean with the Manjaro.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I just got the sharps in there, just like shaking it back and forth with some Jolly Ranchers.
Yo, yeah, we about to get skinny tonight.
Wait, but did you take your wife to the Renaissance tour, movie or concert?
No, she's like old. You know what I'm saying? Like in the way that, like, nah.
You talking about Beyonce or your wife?
My wife, like Heather. She's like old in the sense that, like, she wants to go see Billy Joel. She wants to go see, like, mm-hmm. the Eagles. She wants to go see, like, classic rock.
Mm.
You know what I mean? She wants to go, and she likes, like,
she doesn't want to put on the disco ball outfit.
She doesn't. Yeah,
she doesn't. It's like a workout to be at the Renaissance. Like, I imagine just like it
even being there is a workout.
But she unironically went to the Pitbull, Enrique, what was that called?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Pitbull, Enrique and Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
She unironically went to that, and she was just like, she's like, Enrique got some bops. Like, yeah. She's like, that's, I forgot.
That's true.
I was like, yo, I could be your hero. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you forgot about that, right?
Bailamo.
Yeah. The rhythm thing is over,
my lover. I was watching the new season of The Crown, and there's a big moment for Julio Iglesias. Apparently, yes. That was Diana's favorite.
Wow. Yo, Julio Iglesias, also my great grandmother's favorite.
Genuine. Oh, my mom.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
That was like the yo, we cleaning the house on Sunday music.
Genuinely, one of the only concerts that my mother, grandmother, and great grandmother went to together was a Julio Iglesias concert. They got all dressed up. I was like, where y'all go? I was like 6 or 7 y'all. Like,
you weren't invited.
Wasn't invited. I did get invited to later shows, but not to the Julio Iglesias. That was ladies only.
Right.
As it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, Julio, yeah.
Like, just like the Pitbull. Just like the Pitbull show.
Yo, listen, we're going in to throw our bloomers on stage. You cannot be there.
Right. You think Drake got a lot of bras? Like, wait till you go to the Pitbull.
Wait till Enrique Iglesias does this and water falls on him. Like, panties is flying.
That's absolutely true.
It's true.
I want to talk about Keith Lee. The show for
it's
weeks.
True. We've been missing Keith Lee.
Yesterday afternoon, I got an email from an employee of a family-owned restaurant here in Vegas. I got it, Let's try it and rate them 1 through 10. For sauce wings, that thing packed with flavor. I ain't gonna try the ranch again because, again, I'm not a huge fan. This is one of the best wings I've ever had. This is a 10.
We keep missing.
We're like, we're trains in the night, you know, with Keith Lee. Ships in the night.
Okay, but I'm almost glad we did wait because now we're in the post-New York Keith Lee era. Ooh. First there was the Atlanta Keith Lee issue. Yes. Now we're in the post-New York Keith Lee era.
Do you want to give a quick primer on Keith Lee? I feel like
sure. A
lot of people know who Keith Lee is. He's amazing. And yet, like, he's not really crossed over to the mainstream.
Okay, so Keith Lee is a food reviewer on TikTok who specializes in mom and pop shops, Black owned, is eating. First, he used to eat in his daughter's tiny chair in his home in Las Vegas.
Yes.
He would get the food, pick it up, bring it back to the house, sit in this tiny chair. Now, because he's too famous to go into the restaurants, he sends his family in or he DoorDashes or he'll eat in the car.
You've seen the people who put their name on DoorDash as Keith Lee and they're like, now my service is like
I feel the roof.
That's a bar.
Wow.
Yeah, we're changing it.
For sure, you're right on. For sure, you're right on. Yeah.
Changing it.
Yeah. Damn.
They can't risk it. They're like, it's probably fake, but whatever.
But.
So he eats in his car and he gives scores to restaurants. And especially, I think, in cities that do not have, say, established traditions of either food critics at the local papers or food critics like you might have in New York that specialize in outer boroughs and specialize outside of sort of like fancy fine dining.
Or that stuff has all been decimated by the failure of local media and whatever.
RIP. Yeah. RIP media, generally speaking.
He's filling that hole.
And there's a Keith Lee effect where he'll find a restaurant. That restaurant will have 100 Instagram followers or 100 TikTok followers. He gives it a positive review. They call it Keith Lee effect.
We're not going to talk about the pizza guy.
No, we're not going to talk about the pizza. But like it lines out the door, right? And so Keith Lee has been on tour. He lives in Vegas, but he'll pull up in different cities. And so there's been a thing recently. He pulled up in Atlanta.
Had a hard time.
He rinsed. Well, Atlanta had a hard
Atlanta
time.
Atlanta rinsed
terrible customer service, which if you talk to anybody who lives in Atlanta, there's literally no surprise.
No.
But he just, and the thing about Keith Lee is very religious. He's very positive.
Yo.
He will fry you in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. I love his reviews. He's like, God is amazing. I went to John's pizza place today. I was recommended to me by my followers. So I went. I sent my mother in. She got a pepperoni slice, extra crispy. It was amazing. God is amazing. I love everybody. Everybody be cool.
Right.
Like he's just
but
like,
then when he fries you, he doesn't exact he's just same, like,
tone. Same tone.
I went.
The customer service was interesting.
It's just like a hard zoom.
Yeah.
The customer service was very interesting. And I was not served until 3 hours later. And when I received my food, it was very cold and I saw a maggot inside of it. And when I saw the maggot inside of the food, I said, wow, I cannot ingest this because it will be harmful to me. So then I sent the food back. And when I sent the food back, they said, we apologize to you, Keith. And I said, how did you know I was Keith? So now the situation has changed.
Right.
God is good.
God's
right. And then he just closed it like, amen. Like, I'm just like, bro, what?
So he rinsed Atlanta for customer service and
rightfully so.
And for food as well.
Yeah.
Went to Houston, had like a medium experience, but then came to New York.
Yes.
And there were a couple of sort of traumatic things that happened when he came to New York. He went somewhere and got a salmon chopped cheese.
Sauce,
lettuce, tomatoes, everything on a roll. It's a little salty in my opinion, but it's good. That's exactly like what it is. Seasoned salmon with a bunch of sauce, tomatoes, and some lettuce. I'm not mad at this, but I'm also not crazy about it. 7.5 out of 10.
First of all, I can't believe we made it like 5 months on this show, 6 months on the show. We've never mentioned chopped cheeses. We never mentioned bodega food. But like someone recommended to him that he get a salmon chopped cheese.
Why?
And TikTok absolutely lost it.
The lady told me the salmon chopped cheese was one of her favorites. So I tried it. And I was quickly met with two different reactions. One was outraged for the fact that I tried the salmon chopped cheese. And two was outraged that I came to New York and tried to chop cheese at all. So it was like a double-edged sword. I was getting a bunch of messages to go try another chopped cheese from somewhere else. But then at the same time, I was getting more messages saying, don't try chopped cheese at all and try more diverse food.
They absolutely lost it. And also, he was getting Prince Street Pizza. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, even me, like, you know, I'm not on TikTok. Like, I mean, I watch, but I don't participate. But even me, I was like, Prince Street, dog? This is what we're doing?
Yeah.
But you can't send him help him. Help this man.
Yeah.
Help this man.
Send him to the Bronx, bro. Go up there and be like,
and then eventually Righteous Eats, J. Key, like all those people like pointed him.
Do you think
this
was a setup?
I don't actually think it was a setup.
Do you think he ate the salmon chopped cheese knowing?
You're saying a man that godly.
I'm just saying it was a good arc.
Oh my God.
To be like, wow, here's the wrong New York food. And here's,
you're so red pilled.
It's not, wow. It's crazy how it's, red pilled. I think this term is black pilled.
Sorry. I don't even get the reference, but whatever. That's crazy. You think that?
I don't think that. I'm just saying it
He's
made
like, the
for...
salmon chopped cheese is in the Matrix. Yeah, that's you got to escape the salmon chopped cheese of the Matrix.
So you think it was a setup?
No,
to
I don't think it was a
agitate
setup.
Agitate the beast.
I'm just saying.
It was a perfect arc.
I'm just saying, who would ever eat a salmon chopped cheese? Period.
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 Who would ever eat fish from a bodega?
There you go.
Like, fam.
There you go.
What are you doing? Like, yo, dog, yo, I get salmon a lot of places. Not F&B on Tremont and Sampson. You
and
know
now
what I'm
with
saying?
Cheese
like,
on it.
With cheese and like adobo and sazon. Like, fam, what are you doing? And then you're chopping up salmon on a grill. Are you even supposed to do that?
Nah, like, it's wrong in every way.
Every single way possible, bro. And then when you chop it up, it just turns into like mush.
Yeah.
It looks like my kid threw up. You know what I mean? Like, ate dog food by accident.
When he opened the sandwich to show the.
I was like, bruh.
What are we doing?
No.
Horrific. Genuinely, first of all, protect Keith Lee. I really like what's happening to Keith Lee right now, which I do hate to see, is with every social media creator, there's a point where they become self-aware.
Yep.
And at one
this
point-
This is sort of what I was saying about the Santos
thing. Right. But like Santos is, he wants that.
Right.
Keith Lee does not want to be-
He's so pure.
He doesn't want to be made aware of the people's perception of him. He wants to genuinely just keep eating food in the front seat of the car.
Yep.
And now he's reckoning with the large, large shadow of Keith Lee, the character in quotation marks, and understanding that all these choices that he's making, not only are reflecting on these restaurants, but they're reflecting back on him in a way that he's uncomfortable. He wants to go indie again.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel it. Like, he did an interview with Speedy, and it's like, you can feel it in the interview. Like, he wants to go underground again.
Same thing with the butter chicken kid. You saw the butter chicken kid, another food reviewer. I don't know his name, but another food reviewer who eats in his car.
Holy crap. This might be the best thing I've ever tasted in my life. Okay, let me chill out. This chicken is... Like, it's like liquid. It just melts in your mouth, okay?
Oh, yeah,
the, white guy.
Yeah.
And he had butter chicken for the first time.
Yeah.
And you could see, he'd obviously never had any Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
You could see it like, blowing his mind. Like, and he was just like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
And now, like, you can't find that purity in his videos anymore because it got too big.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, bro, that's what happened. Yo, and it's crazy.
Coming back full circle again to your story. It's like, when you know what people want from you, then it's in the, you can't get that out of your head.
You can't get out of your head. It's like, yo, laugh like that.
Yeah.
Yo, when you fall out of your chair, like, you know what I mean?
Do it
like,
again.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it. It's like, Bart, say the line, Bart.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Bro, no. Yeah. Like, no, I'm doing other things now. You know what I mean? Like, I have this stuff. You know what I mean? To me, it's like cumulative. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll fall out of my chair if something's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's natural, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's something about urban comedy. I was just, whatever.
Is that how you identify?
Wow. Urban comedy.
That's
black
how I
comedy.
Identify you on the emails behind your back.
Yeah. It's black comedy.
The 2003 marketing meeting.
You already know. Yeah. Wow. That was urban comic.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? But like Donald Rawlings, bro, it's very like physical. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I've always been like that. Like, you know, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, like these are the guys I grew up on. So it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll make a face that's worth four lines of dialogue.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and
which is why you should be watching this on youtube.com/podcast.
Subscribe.
Listening to it on the
audio. You know what I'm saying? Hit
and
that bell.
Subscribe.
You know what I'm saying?
Literally, yeah.
Everything. Like, all the little buttons, the thumbs up.
Every button.
Yeah. See the full range of Mero's
everything.
Movements.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm moving. I'm banging on the couch. Joe's like, chill.
Exactly. Here's Santa Claus in the building today.
The Sean Paul video. Joe, come on. Stop banging on the damn couch. Yeah.
But do you think, like, is there hope for Keith? Like, we're talking about second acts for George Santos. We're talking about second acts for the, or fifth act for the weekend. Is there a second act for Keith Lee? Because has
not the, without ruining the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, has the thing already fundamentally been spoiled? And is there a way to, you know, like you saw even like 3 or 4 months ago, he would occasionally say, oh, you know, I'm getting approached by TV producers or I'm getting like, but like, I don't want to ruin like this thing that we have. And he's like literally looking at the camera. He's like, it's us basically. Is there any way for a person who's scaling as fast as him to maintain that intimacy? Or do you think it's already, now that the meta narratives have taken hold, it's already gone?
I believe in something called like executive level talent.
Okay.
You know what I mean? At like networks or like media companies or whatever. And if a dude sees what we see, where it's just like, yo, he's so popular because he's coming from this. Let's keep it like, let's keep this same energy, but find a way to scale it up.
And build around, like, sort of protect the center.
Right.
But build around
And build it. Around him and build, like, the Keith Lee brand or whatever you want to call it, but, like, still have him be him. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing with me. It's just like, bro, like, I cannot not be me. Like, I can't do personas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm just, I slip out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I used to do impressions of my uncles. That's how I, like, that's how I was like, oh, am I funny? Like, because
like my family thinks I'm funny.
Yeah, right. Everybody's like, my drunk uncle that never smiles in pictures and like, has, like, a Cadillac, but no job. You know what I'm saying? Like, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never smiles, but he's cracking up. Like, oh, okay. Being aware of what you have become.
It's
This is how I feel about Tate McRae.
That's absolutely not true. That's absolutely not true. First of all, protect Keith Lee. Protect Tate McRae.
Well, both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that there's a possible second act for Keith Lee?
I don't think so. I think like, and I feel this way about a lot of internet native stars. Like we're talking about the Twitch streamers, whatever. Like, and you know, I'm joking about Tate McRae, but like, think of Addison Rae, you know, someone like that. Like,
you mean Addison Rae, maker of some of the best bops of the last 18 months?
Look, that we're talking about? I agree, but it did like the we've been trying to do
wait,
this.
Wait, can I pause?
Shout out,
first of all, there was someone who worked, I don't have the name. I'm sorry, I don't have your name in front of me, but someone who works in this building who, after we talked about Adam McRae, like slacked me.
Addison McRae?
Sorry. After we talked about Addison Rae, slacked me and was like, hey, I have all the unreleased demos and sent me a zip file.
Yes.
So shout out to you.
Yes.
You did, you did the Lord's work.
Damn, good son, where'd you find this?
Positively.
Leaks of the year.
Yeah.
Leaks of the year. No, but we've been trying to turn like internet native creators into quote unquote real celebrities for like 15 years now.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. It's rare.
And
the best ones, going back to like Mr. Beast or whatever, have stayed. Just like, never mind. Like, don't put me on network TV.
Think
I belong on YouTube.
But actually,
and I'll make more money here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the thing too. It's just like, bro, what is the point of Mr. Beast going to like CBS?
Yeah,
Viacom?
Mr. Beast doesn't need to be Jimmy Fallon.
But
what's
here's
the point?
Okay, but here's hot take. You read the Koblenz story about how cable channels are just ghost and rerun networks now?
Our colleague John Koblenz. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if one of these cable channels that's just rerunning like home improvement shows, instead just showing Mr. Beast episodes all day long?
But it'll never
change. But you don't
it'll never be allowed to remain pure. Because then it's like, well, what if we just fix this lighting? Like, what if we just do
this
that? And as soon as you take them out of his native habitat.
I think TV's going to become more like YouTube. I don't think YouTube's going to get more like TV. I think TV is going to become more like YouTube.
My kids, they not even watching YouTube on their iPads, bro.
No,
they're watching YouTube on
TV.
TV.
That's exactly right.
I don't got cable.
All right. We're talking about food reviewers. We're about to eat a snack.
Oh.
You want to eat a snack?
Oh, let's do it.
You brought a
you
snack.
You brought the snack.
I brought the snack. I feel like I should eat this because I've been eating them all day.
Yeah.
First time ever on Podcast Deluxe, the guest brought their
should
own
we
snack.
Have the cookies and then he has a different snack? Or
no, I think he should also.
Okay,
fine. Hey!
Slap, 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 slap. Pew!
We gotta play Uzi, just wanna rock.
Yeah, can we put different songs over Santa?
He's doing like, yo, I just got my
This is place. Our version of the Kai Snat live stream where it's like, yo, we got Santa. Santa's getting sturdy.
Yo, Santa gets sturdy. Oh, yo! Everybody's just like, yo! Like, that's the thing that bugs me the most about the Kai Snat streams is like, somebody will just dance and he's like, yo, like, yo, like he just
like it's the greatest thing he's ever seen.
Like, yo, fam, yo, you ducked down and you spun around. Yo, that's insane.
Shout out to the person who let us borrow this from the other part of the office. We'll return
it safely. Down the street.
Yeah, no, we'll return it safely, I promise.
All right. Your wife, Heather.
Shout out to Heather.
Baked John cookies.
Yes. Because full circle moment. Mm-hmm. When John was interviewing me back in 2013, she was upstairs and she was just like, yo, you're getting interviewed by the Times, bro. Go to your sister's apartment because it's nicer. Mm-hmm. Number one, because she just got like her cabinets redone. Go to your sister's apartment downstairs, number one. Number two, you're not going to give him nothing? Like, like,
you're going to come empty-handed to your New York Times interview?
Well, how dare you? So she's like, yo, it whips up like box cupcakes real quick. She's like ashamed. She's like, yo, they should have been made from scratch, but I used the box because he's like 20 minutes away. So like, I just had to make it happen.
Amazing. So the note says, John,
you don't have to have cupcakes for me when I arrive to interview you,
but it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
But Heather said, John, enjoy the upgrade from cupcakes.
Phenomenal. Homemade cookies. Thank you, Heather. Thank you to the entire Heather Marrow clan.
Yes. So we got what looks like a little pistachio joint.
An almond
ball.
Because I said, what are these?
My mother-in-law makes some of these. They're delicious. I'm going to take the almond cookie. Yeah. And then we got a sprinkle. I'm going to get in here.
Peanut butter crisscross, holiday bonbons with cherries and pistachio cookies.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
This is delicious.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I thought this was an almond cookie,
but it has a cherry center.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Damn.
Tastes like New Jersey.
I walked in the crib. I thought she was bagging up Coke. There's so much flour around the kitchen. I was like, yo, what are you doing?
John, I feel like this is like Venero's type beat.
Yeah. Court Street pastry shop.
Court Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I need the Manjaro.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. Nobody does peanut butter with the sprinkles. That's like a personality. That's like a, mm-hmm. that's a collab.
It's
that's
a collab. Rare collab. Peanut butter and sprinkles, very rare.
Super rare.
Rare collab. Honestly, I thought those two were really good, but this is the one.
The pistachio is the one.
Bro, I'm not even like, I don't even really bang with pistachio like that.
So she sent me to the supermarket. She's like, yo, you got to get shelled pistachios. And I was like,
that's like $12 a bag.
Yeah. And I was just like, all right. I was like, yo, can I just get the regular bag and you just shell them? And she was just like, you just sent me like the cursing face emoji. I was like, I got you.
Wow. So, delicious.
This is incredible.
Delicious. I mean, 10 out of 10 across the board.
I mean, honestly, but actually.
Yeah. Like perfect cookie.
Like they're not like, lying just because I'm
here. No.
Like not being polite, like genuinely would cop over and over again.
So that's the thing. I'm trying to get out of the house, get a job. Wow. Maybe start a bakery. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There's some cookies out here in the New York Times office. Get a little kiosk.
Certified.
We sold these downstairs. You would do business.
You would absolutely do business.
You heard it. See? There we go.
Big fact.
Yeah.
Marrow, what a pleasure. Thank you for coming. Thank you for wearing the chain that Wovicky got you.
Yes. Wovicky and Daddy Yankee both. You know what I mean?
Collab.
Turn into Christ. Collab. You know what I mean? Rare Christ collab. You know what I mean?
Joe, it's the end of the year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Everybody. Peace to Playboy Claws. Really happy to have everybody. That's our show. Every episode ever of the podcast is at nytimes.com/podcast, youtube.com/podcast. It's where you get all this greatness.
How could you be mad?
Marrow, can you tell the people to subscribe real fast?
Come on, listen, bro. Listen, let me tell you something. Look at me. All right? Mm-hmm. Look at this slim face that Manjaro is giving me. I can see my neck.
Not spawn.
We have a Discord and a Facebook. Y'all know where that is.
Finally.
Email us, podcast@nytimes.com. Subscribe anywhere you get your audio or audiovisual content. Look, it's been a beautiful year. We'll be back next year. Thank you to first of all, our senior producer, Sawyer Roque, is on vacation. Sawyer, we missed you today.
Sorry, Sawyer.
Sorry, you missed the cookies. Producer Pat Gunther is in the room today. Editor Jamie Heffes is in the room today. Special thanks, as always, Leslie Davis, Nell Galogli, Karen Gans, Pedro Rosado.
Big Mike and Abe. Always with the assists.
Our video plugs. We will be back next year. Wow.